You are standing upon a smooth marble floor in front of a grand wooden door. Every inch of its dark frame displays a pattern or shape, skillfully carved into the rich walnut surface. You reach a hand towards it and trace the outline of fan shapes, semicircles, and the glossy vines that twist around its centre panel. The wood is smooth and cool to the touch, and though it's firmly closed, it almost seems to vibrate beneath your fingertips. Gazing at the door, you make out a row of elegant roses, proudly displaying their petals, carved into the wood. The shape of the roses seems symbolic and comfortingly familiar, though you can't quite place where you might have seen it before. Below, in the center panel, is a majestic domed crown, jutting out beyond the edge of the dark polished timber. It has an ethereal quality about it, furthered by the letters E and R embellished beneath it. Could these be the initials of the crown's great owner, you wonder? Captivated, you turn the polished brass handle of this enchanting door. It creaks open, leaving you standing at the entrance of a grand and opulent room. Glancing around, you realize it's a library. And yet, it's almost cathedral-like in appearance, with thick stone columns reaching up to lofty heights. At the ceiling, they come together to form an intricate lattice above you. The room is brightened by many stained glass windows. They decorate the walls, creating a waltz of moving colour upon the white marble floor. Above your head, a garland of lit candles fills the room with its golden glow. Soon your attention is pulled towards a single golden plaque, situated between two curving staircases. Stepping towards it now, your footsteps resound across the smooth marble. You pause before it and read the inscription aloud. Welcome to the Library of Time. Only the most curious of souls can find this place. Each and every book connects to a different time and place. While in the past, you will neither be seen nor heard. You cannot change the past, after all. You can only learn from it. And learn you shall. Filled with a sense of curiosity and wonder, you turn to walk upstairs. Your hand follows the line of the smooth wooden banister as you do. When you reach the second floor, you find it's lined with tall, standing shelves crafted from the same rich walnut as the library door. Each one is tightly packed with books of every ilk. You browse the bookshelves until your eyes linger upon the ruby red cover of a thick antique hardback. There isn't any title, just a year embroidered in gold upon its spine. 1569. Like the door before it, the book seems to vibrate beneath your touch. You hold it in your hands as you head over to an area behind the bookshelves. Here, you find a sloping settee, upholstered in a deep, velvety red and fastened with round, golden studs. on a wooden table beside you. A similarly gold candelabra provides all the warmth and light you require. Reclining upon the luxuriously soft seat, you open the cover. Visible in the soft glow of the candlelight. The ancient book has a charming and familiar scent, and its binding is smooth. You find yourself eager to soak up its knowledge, and so you trace your fingers between the creamy pages of parchment and begin to read. Queen Elizabeth I ruled England from 1558 to 1603. The daughter of Henry VIII by his second wife, Anne Boleyn, she was just 25 years old when she ascended to power. The last in line of Tudor rulers, her reign was perhaps most impressive, especially in light of the general uncertainty at the time as to whether a woman was even fit to rule. Indeed, Elizabeth proved that she was more than capable. Like many crowned before and after her, Elizabeth believed herself divinely appointed to the throne. Where she stands out, however, is in the love and affection that she had for her subjects, something which she treasured as much as her faith. Famously, the Queen never wed, despite pressure to do so throughout her reign, instead declaring that she was married to England.